Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 69 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be addressing the topic, you are being watched. And first off, I want to say my apologies for not making any podcast last week. It was quite the busy week for me. But I'm glad I'm back on track and I should be back to making podcasts right now. So my anchor scripture for today is going to be taken from the book of Daniel chapter 3, verses 8 to 12. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. Daniel 3, verses 8 to 12, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "But some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'Long live the king. You issued a decree requiring all the people to bow down and worship the gold statue. When they hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and other musical instruments.' That decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. They pay no attention to you, your majesty. They refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue you have set up." Okay, so just as a bit of a background, many of us have probably heard of this story, but if you've not heard of it, I'll give you some background now. But basically, there were some Jews in exile in the land of Babylon, and we know Jews, you know, according to the commandments of God, the Bible says, you should have no other gods before me, right? Don't bow down before any graven image and things like that. So the Jews were in Babylon, and this king, Nebuchadnezzar, who was a very powerful king, said, "Here's the deal. I have this golden statue. You need to bow down to this golden statue." Right? And that was what he said. And he says, if you don't obey it, we're going to throw you into a blazing furnace. Right? So there was the threat of death in these circumstances. Now, everybody bow down before this golden statue, right? Again, it's hard to say exactly how many people were there, but from the way it's described in the Bible, you can probably guesstimate that at least probably more than 1,000 people were at this gathering. So of all the people at the gathering, these three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not bow to this image. And what's the message that God has for us today from this story? What's the life lesson? The thing is, these people were in a large gathering, but they were noticed. If you think about it, if you're in a gathering of 1,000 people, it's really hard to get noticed by anyone, right? So let's say, for example, you go for a concert and there is thousands of people in attendance. You're probably not going to get noticed by the person that is on stage. You probably won't get noticed by that person at all. You have to be doing something very different from what the crowd is doing for you to get noticed by the person. So these Jewish boys, they were noticed for a reason. Why were they noticed? They were noticed because they were doing something that was very different from the crowd. Right? When there is a difference between yourself and other people, then you get noticed. You get watched. So my challenge for you today is, what are you being noticed for? Remember, people are watching. Are you darkness to people or are you light to people? These three Jewish boys in these circumstances, they were light. And let me tell you this, it's really hard for you to not notice light in the midst of darkness, right? In fact, whenever you're in pitch black, whenever you're in darkness, the very first thing you're looking for is, where is a light source? They were light sources in these circumstances. That's why these people, even in that large gathering, were able to notice them in the first place. And I will encourage you, if you can, just read the rest of the story of Daniel 3. But you see how, by being light in those circumstances, those people ended up being ambassadors of Christ in those circumstances. So, what am I encouraging you to do today? Wherever you go, be light. People are watching your behavior. People are watching what you're doing. What are you being noticed for? Are you being noticed for being light? Are you being noticed for being a child of God? Are you being noticed for your good behavior? Are you being noticed for the evils that you're doing? Right? The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Is your light shining? Right? Is your light shining? Remember again, your life is the Bible that some people are reading. Some people, you may not even need to speak to them, but you can influence their character just by your own character. Right? Just by your own character. Just by your own character. So I'm encouraging you today, what do you want to be? Again, you cannot blend with the crowd and be noticed, right? You need to be thinking and doing things differently from the world around you to get different kinds of results, right? Even the Bible says, seeing that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, there are witnesses all over around you. There are people that are watching your behavior. They are watching your lifestyle. They are seeing the way you behave. They are seeing the way you act in different situations, right? What kind of character are you showcasing to the world? Are you being an ambassador of Christ in those circumstances? Look at your life in your home, in your family. Are you being an ambassador of Christ? You are being watched. Even if you come from a family where, oh, you're the only Christian in that family, you're being watched. If you say that you're a Christian and then you're stealing, or you say that you're a Christian and you're using profanity in your language, or you say you're a Christian and you disobey the law, right? You disobey the law, you disobey constituted authority, you speak against politicians, then what kind of individual are you being in that circumstance? Are you being light in that circumstance? Will a member of your family that is an unbeliever, that is unsaved, look at your life and say, this is something I want to copy, right? The Bible even talks about, I believe it's somewhere in the New Testament, where it talks about how if a woman is married to a man that is unsaved, that the woman, by her respect and by her good character, can potentially win the man over, right? So is your behavior one that is worthy of winning people over? Or do people look at your life and say, there's nothing that I can use to differentiate between this person that calls themselves, you know, this person that calls themselves, them, you know, says they're a Christian, and people of the world, that these people behave just like that, right? Let your light shine. That's the job of light. Light shines, right? At your place of work, in your school, are you different, right? Are you the kind of person that says, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, but you show up to work late, you leave much earlier than you need to, you come into work and say, let me do the least possible? When people see that, if that is the fruit that people are seeing in your life, then they wouldn't want to know the God that you serve, right? Or in your neighborhood, in your community, how do you live? How do you live? Again, your neighbors are watching you. The people at your place of work are watching you. Your family is watching you, right? The world around you is watching you. Even online, you are being watched. What kind of example are you providing? What kind of example are you providing, right? The Bible says that though we are in the world, we are not of the world. Yes, we live in the world, but our job in the world is to be light, is to show God's love to people, to show people that, you know what, this God that we talk about is serious business. This God we talk about is not the same thing as what we see in the world system. So I'm encouraging you today, you are being watched. Be a light. Be a light everywhere you go. So One of the first steps you can take in being a light is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. For me, Jesus Christ has made a big difference in my life. I know what my life was in the past until I truly met the Lord Jesus Christ. Being born in a Christian home does not make you a child of God. Does not make you have a relationship with God. The first thing that helps you in that relationship, right, is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter what your past looks like. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. So do you want everything to become new in your life? I will encourage you today to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He will take you, he will clean you up, and he will set you on the path to your divine destiny. So if you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you were nailed to the cross, you died, you shed your blood, you were buried, and you rose again on the third day for my redemption. Come into my life, be my Lord, be my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Lord, I say a prayer for the person, wherever they are in the world, listening to this podcast. My Lord and my God, thank you for this podcast. Thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us from your word. Thank you for teaching me from your word. Heavenly Father, I pray for the grace for the listeners of this podcast to do your will, to be light everywhere they go, everywhere they are, in their families, in their places of work, in their ministries, in their communities. Give us all the grace, Lord, to be good examples. Give us the grace, Lord, to showcase who you are by our godly character. Give us the grace to live lives that are worthy of your calling, that will provoke others unto good works, that will provoke others unto salvation. And Heavenly Father, I pray for the situation in Ukraine, in agreement with others listening to this podcast. Father, I pray that let your peace reign. Let the peace of God reign. Let your peace be stilled in the storm of Ukraine. And let redemption come to that land. Let your miracle come to that land. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you for today's message. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So for those that just said the prayer of salvation, congratulations. You've taken that excellent first step. I will encourage you, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is very easily understandable. Read it, do what it says. A good place to start is the book of John. It'll tell you about the love of God. Read the Bible, do what it says. And then also, secondly, find a Bible-believing church. I attended the Redeemed Christian Church of God. There's thousands of parishes all over the world. But there are also many other Bible-believing churches all over the world that you can attend. Just find a community of other believers, fellowship with them, right? The Bible says that iron sharpeneth iron, right? So just seek fellowship with other believers. Do what God's word says and make a decision, proposing your heart to be light everywhere you go. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better and all will be well with you. Until the next podcast, have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. Thank you. Have a great weekend.